One Fam Radio.
Your team is here.
Your team is here.
Long time coming, man. Yes. One Fam Radio.
It took us a while to get here.
What episode is this? What we want to call this?
We're going
number one.
Number one.
We're going to start at number one?
Yeah, off the gate.
Start number one, man.
All right. We had a couple, but this is the official one.
I just want to say that all our station head episodes sound like jail calls. It sound like our phones tapped, and we talking to somebody else with their phone tapped. So we had to get in here, man. What's up, fellas? How we feeling?
We feeling great.
We ain't about to sit in here and act like, we knew it.
We feeling great.
We got Mar Mills in the building.
Yes.
You
got ID in the building. I feel the type of way that I came here from work and you look like you could go to the club right now. You look like you could go to the club right now.
No, I look like I'm fresh off soccer practice. Like I just picked the kids up from soccer practice. That's all.
What's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, man?
I'm
trying to get this Doucet to set in.
You going to set
Yes.
Let me tell you, I can see now he ain't with us, so we going to have to carry it. This is the flu game. We lost him a couple shots ago.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Everybody out there, man, we appreciate the support, man. Long, long time coming, man. We here, man. We got some things we want to speak on. Shout out to everybody that's supporting us, everybody that's listening, man. And we ain't even going to waste no time. We're going to get right to it, man. First thing I want to talk about today is I want to talk to the men that are currently out there going through struggles with co-parents, you know, being struggles with co-parenting. It's something that a lot of us go through, but a lot of us don't speak on. I wanted to take a chance, take a shot at it, and speak on it. You know, he's a father. He is a father. Mar, not yet.
Not yet.
He probably be a father in like 7 months. But
can't have babies when you got him in the mouth.
But I want to speak on it. I think I'll start off. First thing I want to say about it is, if you out there and you're struggling with co-parenting with somebody, you know, you have a child with somebody, and you know, y'all not together or whatever, the most important thing I want to say to you is, don't give up. You know, a lot of people, they give up quick. You know, they go down to that building. We all know what building I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that building is it'll defeat you. The building alone and the way you treat it in the building alone, it'll defeat you. You know, I've been there. You know, I remember going through it. My first time going through it, it was hard. And it took some growing up to do. I remember going back. I remember I was in that mood. I was back and forth, and I was in that petty war, tit for tat, back and forth. And I used to go to my mom. Like every time something would happen between me and the mother of my kids, I would go to my mom and tell her. But my mother's response to it one day helped me get past that and realize the bigger picture. So I would go to my mom and say, you know, she did this, she said that. Her answer would always be, when we getting the kids, I would do it again. Yo, she did this, she did that, I did this. So that's crazy, when we getting the kids. You know, that's crazy, as we getting the kids this weekend. It was to the point one day, you ever be in an argument with somebody and they wrong, but the person you talking to say, y'all need to stop?
Yeah.
So that happened, and one day I just said it. You know, I said, "Yo, she did this and did that. I ain't even do nothing." She said, "Y'all need to quit, man. When you getting the kids?" I said, and one day I just said, "Yo, whose side you on?" And she just got quiet. She said, "Oh, me? I'm on the kid's side."
You know, real.
Whose side you on? And that it crushed me. You know what I'm saying? And my whole perspective about it changed, and I went from all that anger that I had, you know, all the little spiteful stuff I had stored up to do, I realized that I don't get my win. That ain't the win I want, you know, because I could win and never see my kids again. Mm-hmm. Or I could win and she never see her kids again.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's about the kids at the end of the day.
Yeah, but it was, at the time, I'm not gonna lie, it was hard. I had blood in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? It was on.
I mean, I haven't been through it, but watching E go through it, I understand what you're saying. Because it's the little petty stuff that you be on say.
And
E
was
do.
One of the people.
I watched it firsthand, him go through it. And
it's crazy, E was going through it, but E was ahead of me going through it as far as he knew to speak on that peace of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I watched my uncle go through it. His daughter, 18 now. Yeah. I watched him go through it. So with me and E being on car rides, I used to be the person that he talked to. So a lot of times I heard his
side. It's a lot of people out there it's a lot of men out there that give up. Don't, if you listening, just don't give up, dog.
Yeah, at one point in time, he was about to give up, but I had to talk him
I've
into
been there.
Yeah, that's at that point, yo, where it's just
that
like, man.
That family court building, will destroy you. If nothing else, you can be down there about the win.
You know what's crazy? I went down there with E. I felt some type of way that they ain't even hear his voice. They just straight, like, listen, this is what you going
to
be paying.
Sometimes you just need a lawyer just to talk. That's all the lawyer was, just to talk.
Sometimes when you go down there with a lawyer, the lawyer already on their side anyway. So he just trying to get whatever, and he's still getting paid. His goal is to keep you in court so he can keep getting paid.
Yeah.
That's the best advice I ever got. So when I went down there, my old head told me about it. He said, you lose when you go down there and go tit for tat. They already looking for you. So I go down there, suited and booted. I look like I was selling motherfucking Bible study books. I went down there. I had on a white button up. I damn near had a bow tie on, some slacks and everything, in a briefcase. Shit ain't had nothing in it but ESPN magazines. She go up there. She was winning left and right. She was on there. Yes, like she put this real good voice on and all that. I was losing. I'm arguing. One time, I think you went with me. Remember that time we went and the kids, it was cold as shit, and we picked them up under the L?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, it's the winter time. They ain't got no socks on. They got on hoodies. Like, the judge ain't care about none of that shit. So she said something wrong, and I was like, the fuck I come down here for? But I looked back to make sure she didn't hear me because I was trying to go getting content or get locked up. But yeah, I mean, that shit crazy now.
Being on the outside looking in, I just feel as though, like, child support, that whole family court, all that is bias.
Yeah, it's biased.
But I
want to say this, though. But this, when this come in, we ain't settling for it. It's a lot of, we can speak up for that and speak up against that.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of motherfuckers that's supposed to be down there.
Yeah. I know somebody that actually, she just got her law degree. They put her down and she over in Jersey.
Yeah.
She said, man, the stuff I see that come through their courtroom.
Yeah, so we, she don't was get like, it fucked up. We speaking for the fathers that, this is, disclaimer, this like, is for the fathers that fight for their kids. We ain't fighting for y'all niggas that be running around getting pussy off of, she won't let me see the kids. We gonna dead that right now. She won't let me see the kids after all this stuff some of these fathers been through. That's unacceptable. Ladies, if y'all listening, when y'all hear that, y'all need to look into that. Y'all need to ask some questions behind that because it's a lot of niggas running around.
You know, Black, what's the craziest thing I noticed about this? You got somebody like y'all that do for their kids, that's on child support, but the one that don't do for their kids, they be like, oh, no, I'm cool.
No, they
run around free.
They got like four or five girls right now in their phone.
I got to say, especially for the people or the fathers out there that feel as though they doing that, this is one thing you have to put your pride aside or have to, I just want to get my point across. You have to put that down.
Yeah.
And just, it's about the kids because one thing for sure, two things for certain, the kids don't know what's going on, and they throw little jabs, not even knowing.
Yeah, and that was another thing.
Dad, are you going to come to my birthday this year? Like, why would your daughter or your son ask you that?
Yeah, and that was another
thing. But they don't know. And that's one thing, no matter what, you got to try to find a median ground. And when you talking, try your best to keep everybody out. Yeah. Because that's y'all two going through it.
And that was another thing.
And a lot of me is bad because these women,
yeah,
they do that because they feel as though they miss you.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them not doing it. So you got to also remember that. Like, you was a good thing to her, and she don't got you no more.
Yep.
So now you got to get to them kids and figure it out.
Yeah,
like, and it's real. Like, and especially if you ain't grow up without a dad. At the end of the day,
yeah, you gotta break the cycle.
If you didn't grow up without a father, and you saying this tit for tat because you feel as though you doing this, you paying $800 a month. Come on, is no time for quality time, man.
The best advice I got was from Bronx Tales. Remember the episode when he was like, for $20, you out of your life?
Yeah.
I was mad
as
shit.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, remember, I was mad. I was paying like five something. But I'm like, that's three kids. I hear people paying five for one. So I thought about it. I'm like, yo, for $500, you ain't got to deal with this bitch. I paid that shit for a year. I went down there. I told him, I said, yo, I can't afford it. They actually went in my favor. Now I'm paying, what, like two something for three? I hope she don't hear this shit. But it is what it is. I beat the system. I won. Yeah.
But I also want to say, before these young cats running around here screwing everybody raw, listen, y'all got to think about this. It's no joke.
Yeah.
Before y'all start hitting these girls raw, y'all got to realize y'all ready for that, especially if if you working.
You know what it is? It's that also that Instagram. People seeing all these celebrities having kids, they think it's sweet.
You got to remember, especially if it's not together. Yeah. I don't advise nobody try to have kids together if y'all not in the same household.
Listen, mm-hmm. Fuck that. Ain't nobody give us that positive advice. Go out there and fucking make your kids.
Stop.
So, y'all.
Listen, man. Shout out to all the fathers. Look, man, we about to switch gears, man. This is a top five conversation.
Top five?
Yeah. Now, I told y'all we was going to do top five IG models, but I switched it up. Top five porno actresses.
Oh, yeah. I got to go first on this one.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I got to go first.
What's your five? I got my five.
Addicted
on
that. To porn.
Yo, no, it ain't that. It just, we all grew up on porn. Like,
I don't know names though.
I know categories.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I know categories too. I know names.
Five.
All right, the one joint that looked like a fucking she's just like a truck driver, but she got a body. Joint Sarah J.
She about to Google her.
She look like a retired truck driver, but she got a body on her.
That's your one? That's number one? Well,
that's number
you
one.
You be horny and shit?
Yo, she look like a truck driver?
She look like a retired truck driver.
Google Sarah J. Oh, my God.
I got to get it. Yeah. I don't even know how to spell Frank for education, yo. Man.
Go ahead, yo. Four more, yo.
Who else I'm going to say?
I can't believe you said that.
Oh, John E. put me on. A webcam model, Spicy J.
Hey, homie, don't be saying my name.
Go ahead.
Three
more. Go ahead. Five, man.
Let me see. Who else?
I said put the girl name in. You put the phone down.
Go ahead, yo.
Oh, yeah. The most classic one. I think we all started out with Cherokee.
Yeah.
Everybody remember the tattoo?
Yeah.
D ass. We all trying to figure out who D is.
That's an ill joke, yo. That's an ill joke.
Yo, he the man, yo.
And your fifth one. What's your fifth one?
Oh, Miss Laugh a Lot.
What that?
Pinky.
Pinky.
Y'all come on, see what she look like now? Come on. Hey, come on.
That's right. Crazy. Come that's on. About to
listen, all
right. Why claim
yo, y'all get the message I sent y'all the other day in the group chat.
What?
Pinky owe me, yo. Listen, Pinky owe me. I got this tax season coming.
you DM'd her.
You owe me since I was 14.
Listen. You DM Pinky.
Did I?
You see what she look like now?
It's like
it don't matter. It's just the principle. It's Pinky.
Yeah.
It's old to me.
We all grew up on her.
That was the, that
all
right, was the bet.
Look,
I
got my five.
Who your five?
I got Sky Black.
Okay.
Oh, the head queen.
Yeah. Kelly Starr.
She the head, but
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Kelly Starr is?
No.
All right. Jasmine Cashmere.
She a legend.
Legend.
She
the body,
legend.
The body, Triple X.
Damn, I forget her.
Miss Juicy.
Miss Juicy.
I don't know who that is.
See, it's crazy because y'all niggas ain't. Y'all don't know no names, so.
I don't know names. Like, I like all the short.
No, Black. So hold on. Black. Before we go any further.
Just, can I get a.
Black. Before we go any further. These two ain't going to act like they wasn't doing that.
Doing what?
Come
That's
on, y'all. Everybody, X-Videos, Pornhub.
He introduced me to X-Videos.
Yeah, on, y'all man. Know who these Yo, girls listen, is. Come I'm on. Talk,
listen.
Y'all don't go in there and type the scene, and y'all going to type the name.
Listen,
man.
I remember I had so many DVDs one day, dog.
Yeah.
I skipped school and went home early, right? Walked in the crib. My mom was in the crib. But I wasn't in trouble for that. Remember the DVDs used to be in a case, but the DVDs was blank.
Yeah.
My mom said, turn on a movie for me. 50 blank DVDs in the front of the TV. She said, turn on a movie for me. I don't know how to use the DVD player.
Oh, my man. God. That's serious. That's real.
Put
that's
the
a real
fucking
story?
DVD in.
Yeah, that's like playing
that,
Russian roulette.
Listen. The fucking FBI word that came on. I couldn't get to the DVD fast enough. You know they come on with that music that
you ready for this?
Like, yo. She said, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, my fault, yo. I start writing on the DVDs, yo.
Yo.
I can't believe
you. No, Black, you know
it's
funny.
You said Sarah J, though.
Yeah, man. That
was on my list. I was going to come in here and ask y'all a list of two porno stars that wasn't in your five. But on a late horny night, you was like, let me try out.
Yo.
So what about the...
Yo, man, her had some... We had some wild nights.
Our, who's the funniest porn stars there? Male porn. Who's the funniest one?
It's only one.
It's only one.
You said Mel?
Yeah.
Yeah, this joint just made a left turn. Like, we gonna keep... I'm afraid, I ain't even gonna comment on that one.
I got it. I was at it.
Yeah, man, we ain't even gonna comment on that. Yo, he tried to line me up for a crazy joint.
Before I tell y'all this story, I got a story to tell y'all.
All right, let's listen. We listening?
My weirdest high school relationship.
You had a relationship in high school?
Listening to this. I kept this one to myself for multiple reasons.
Alexis.
No, I'm not talking about that. We got to.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, look. We talking about somebody you hit or a relationship?
Listen. I'm in 11th grade. I ain't doing too much school, but I'm around it, John. I'm in like the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I run into this Spanish chick. We start talking, you know what I'm saying? It end up to the link up, you know. Back then, it wasn't no texting. It was pull up. You know what I'm saying? So, Spanish chick older than me from New York or whatever. My first Spanish chick dealing with. We going through it every night, every day. Like, I ain't even going to school or none of that. Like, we in love. It's like a month straight. Like, we in love. It's so real. I'm not even taking it to the spot. I'm taking it to my dad's crib.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, we had to, you know, just how I do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she going to the Ritz-Carlton.
He fronting.
This where it go left at. One day I get to school early, right? I get to school early. I see her. She geeking, you know, on my top or whatever. I say, you know what? Let me walk into a class or whatever. You know, you go to the advisory before you go to class.
Yeah, homeroom, right?
This is where it go left at. She holding my hand. We walking down the hall. I'm in love. Listen,
you holding hands in high school?
Listen, this is where it get left. You got to pay attention.
Don't point at me, nigga. I ain't holding hands.
Listen.
I did.
Listen.
You like
walking down the hallway, walking into her advisory. It's six deaths in this motherfucker.
Ooh.
It's just six deaths.
She
Ooh. As a matter of fact, it was five. The man to the side, he had a wheelchair, like a table on the top. This her advisory. I'm like, oh shit, I'm in too deep, right? It's to the point, ain't nowhere for me to sit. I'm standing up next to her and shit while she in class and shit. So I already know what time it is, but I'm fighting it. I'm asking dumb ass questions. I said, why you in here? You got in trouble? She said,
no.
She said, no, this is my class. I said, oh shit. So we've been going, all I can think about is all the time I've been spending with her and all that. The bell rings. She don't flinch, don't move or nothing. So I'm like, you gotta stay here. She's like, yeah, this is my class, silly. I'm like, all day. That's listen.
That's what they said when I got kicked out of heaven.
I spent the whole day. Every time I left the class, I went to see if she was still in the class. She spent the whole day in the class, dog. I said,
lunch too?
Lunch and everything. Lunch come, they move the desk out the way. She in the middle of the class playing with a beach ball. I'm like,
oh man. Oh,
so
man.
Listen,
I'm
I'm in a special relationship with somebody special, dog. We Black. Leave. She come How back to the
it?
Crib.
How was it?
She was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, gifted. I see why she was in there.
Yeah,
very gifted, very special.
Tell, yeah. You gotta tell us about your special relationship.
Special relationship. Oh man.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
The Spanish joint that used to live by Full Cry, like around the corner from me.
Probably talking about the same girl.
The Spanish joint used to live around the corner from me.
I don't know.
Listen.
You know what I'm talking about? Remember we walked up there and her brothers and them, they ain't like, cause you was a Black guy.
Listen, she come back to the crib, she looked different. She talking different. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like Pet Cemetery when I'm rubbing her hair like something ain't right.
Yo,
like,
you think she was putting on an act?
The class had 6 deaths in it. What's she acting on?
I mean, maybe she had behavior problems.
Yeah, I was fighting.
No,
it,
man, no. They do it wrong, man.
You know what's funny?
I got
Black?
Kicked out of school.
Same thing. Look,
stabbing somebody
school.
With a pick. Man, they should give kids a chance. They ain't had to send me an LD. They kicked me out of school. They said it gotta be an LD. That's when I met my man. But I only did for a year. After that, they were like, "Yeah, you too smart."
Oh, where we meet at?
Hard.
All right, well, I was not in the class, right? You gotta let the viewers know. We wasn't in that bitch together. I was in the regular class.
Let me ask y'all something, right?
I'm drooling.
Social media versus real life. Name something that you can't stand about social media.
Everything.
You there? You fed
Everything.
Up, right?
I'm fed up with it.
I'm there too.
It's funny when you see people living another life on the gram. Before, I used to comment and say little smart stuff, or I used to be like, now I just let them be great. Now I just ignore it. It's crazy. And the crazy thing about it is when people around you doing it.
You already know how I feel. Everything on social media, that shit is the circus.
Yeah, like look, I seen somebody post today that I followed, like saying social media is like the modern day obituary. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to post something on here and make sure it's real, I'm thinking like, in my mind, no, it's not. Yeah. I disagree with that. What you do out here in the real world going to resonate in the real world, not on no app.
But the crazy part is, right?
I disagree with that.
And the crazy part is, as fake as it is, that's the most, it's free advertisement. Right now, that's the quickest way to get on.
Get on to what, though? It's people trying to get on to nothing.
Exactly.
Clothing. Anybody trying to start their clothing, they're going to post it up
there. I had to explain to somebody
Anybody
before
to
that.
They're going to post it up on there. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
It's good to use for marketing. But as false marketing, motherfuckers.
That's all everybody does,
false
marketing.
I'm tired of seeing motherfuckers post shit from high school.
Yeah.
Like you working on your 20th year anniversary, and you still posting your high school shit. Like, that shit is embarrassing. You was only the man in high school?
Please, can y'all live up to your captions, man? Please.
I got
I'm saying, how often do you post?
Never.
So why you got it?
I don't know. In fact, keep it real with you.
That's my point.
I ask myself that question. Down, not to put me down, but I ask myself that question all the time. Like, why am I on there? A lot of times I'll be on there just to watch like highlights and stuff from game. Little minute clips, little funny stuff.
Stay in the loop.
Yeah. But that basically stay in the loop.
As much as you don't like it, you attach to it. So yeah. I think you could take, it's other ways.
Y'all not on Twitter.
No, I gotta
go a whole different direction.
That's a different. I had to go off Twitter after I had a bad moment.
What, you got a catfish?
No, not catfish. I'm
Who said you never got catfish, Tuck? I can't believe that.
I never got.
Everybody got deceived.
I'm saying not catfish as far as
like everybody then got.
She
got
was
hit
somebody.
With the filter.
I'm not saying you was texting Carrie Hill saying, "Got there." It was Rocky that
no,
you're rapping on
but
the
you
ground.
Gotta be out there meeting. Every girl did you normally see you just meet. High school was a bunch of it was bitches everywhere, man.
Was catfish out back then?
Yeah,
you can still get catfish.
You ever got catfish back then?
Yeah.
Who catfish?
I never.
Keeper. Yeah.
A few times.
Me too.
A few times.
Yeah, I mean.
And they always got like a big bag.
No, it's not like a crazy catfish. It's just like, all right, on a scale from 1 to 10, she like a fucking 20. But when you see that person, she like a 6. She like, damn, all your skin ain't that flawless in real life.
Yeah.
You don't really dress like, I had to tell one boy, he was commenting on one girl page I used to work with. He like, I'm seeing them comment. I'm like, cuz, you want me to upload a picture of her pulling trash in the morning? She don't look the same.
Yeah, that's just like Backpage. That's never the person.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Backpage was something else.
What?
That's what $40 meant. That's what $40 meant.
I got a massage off Backpage.
All right, it's time to
listen. Listen, I ain't the only one at the table that got massage on back feet.
Nigga, yeah, you tell us.
Listen, I want to speak.
Yo, don't put the mic in my on my mic. All right, my mouth,
stop, yo. That's that dude. This dude say shit. Never again. Where is that?
Do say and niggas don't mix.
Yeah.
That's why I'm from here. I'm still a real nigga at the end of the day. I'm over here like this.
Hold on. Speaking of that, shout out to all my niggas with the bronze medal men, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to all y'all.
All the
man.
Hard workers, man.
We ain't, look. And for those who gold medal or silver medals, we ain't knocking y'all, but we just got shed light
winning.
On a bronze men's, man.
Yeah.
That's all.
So, you know, for the people that don't know, you know, explain to the people what's the bronze men.
The bronze medal, I'm going to throw this one to my man Black.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to elaborate on that.
The other day I was speaking on the fact that in this society, hardworking men that are staying out the way and value their freedom, we come last on the totem pole. And that's the bronze medal because your congratulation or your pat on the back, that's you just doing what you're supposed to do. And in 2020, it's almost offensive when you got guys that are out here willing to throw their life away, don't got nothing going for them, you know, just waiting to either do life in jail or do life in hell. You know,
you got some dudes out here working medals. A double every day. I mean, they spend 8 hours at work and 8 hours on Call of Duty.
Yeah, and that's the silver medal.
Yeah.
The one, the 2K professional.
Yeah.
You know. Somebody
hold up. Speaking of the gram, some girl asked me that. I asked her what she do. She said, I'm a model on Instagram. So my response was, I'm a NBA player on 2K. I mean, you should check my stats out.
No, so your silver medal is your guys out here that, you know, take up your couch, you know, just sit around smoking all day, don't do nothing. You know, they the ones they say, they're the ones that the women hold down the most because they see the potential in them. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we speaking on as far as, like, the bronze medal, the silver medal, and the gold medal, man. So shout out to all the fellas out there working hard, doing what they got to do, man. You ain't going unnoticed, man.
Shout out to the fellas at the table right now.
Yeah.
Everybody at the
all
table,
hard
bronze medal,
men,
man.
Yeah.
All hardworking men that do what they got to do.
I want to speak
on something, though. As far as social media, something I've been seeing recently. Past couple years, we lost a couple iconic men in the hip hop culture. You know, I don't really have to speak on their names. It's just not really about them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to speak on social media romanticizing grieving, because something I noticed is I'm starting to see pictures of a woman. You know, we know who she is. You know, she recently lost her husband. But now I'm seeing pictures of another woman who recently lost her husband, and I'm realizing the pattern. Mm-hmm. Let's start off by, I send my condolences to both of those families. You know, I empathize with what they're going through, because they're still going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But on social media, it's almost like it's women wishing that they were in their shoes.
And that's sad.
And this social media is bordering down grieving.
Yeah. So what you're saying is bitches out here going to get them niggas with the gold medals just so they can grieve?
They can't wait. It's almost like they can't wait to go through what these women are going through. And that's I feel as though not only is that sad, that's dangerous. Because you think about your mother losing a child, you think about losing a brother, losing a husband, that pain, who want to go through that?
You risking that type of pain, that type of hurt.
You willing to take
for
that
a post?
No, you willing to you want to feel that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because they think it's attention. I remember when my sister passed away. At 4 years old, I didn't feel it when she passed. I didn't feel it the week of. It was a moment. It was a moment in the funeral where it's a part of the funeral where they cover the face of the person, and they don't just close the casket. They, like, screw that joint. Like, a couple guys got to come up there and screw that.
Because they lower the body, yeah.
The scream my mom let out when that happened was like somebody was peeling the skin off her bones. I knew that was the peak of her grief and her pain. So when you go through something like that, you don't hear about it and wish you was there. And I just feel like it's a mental illness now. At the end of the day, social media is romanticizing a grieving woman and a dead husband. And y'all disrespect is disrespectful. Forget the attention. Y'all take pictures of these people and write bullshit on the top. Nip said stack for 3 months and then ball in the summer. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Nip said post your girl every weekend. No, he didn't. And y'all looking at these women, like, you didn't want to be Lauren London at the peak of her career. You didn't want to be Lauren London when she was with this man when he was alive. You want to be Lauren London now.
Because it's the tension that come with it.
But she's grieving. She's not asking for attention.
People want any type of attention they can get.
And I think this is the worst kind.
Yeah.
Attention that comes from grieving.
Yeah.
This is like when, unfortunately, people pass away and these chicks post their text messages. I seen this chick post a dude text messages. He was begging for her to open the door. Why would you post that?
Yeah.
His last text to you was him begging you to open the door to get in his house. What? When he passed away, you wanted to post that.
What's niggas' favorite lines when they say something when somebody died? I just seen him.
Yeah.
Nigga was living.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck? I just feel related. I just seen him. I just ordered that 3 minute poppy store. Like,
yeah. So I don't understand. That's like my biggest gripe right now on social media.
And another thing I don't like too is you pay your respects, but
it's cool to do it off the internet though.
Yeah. It's
cool to actually pray too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like,
because I'm just seeing too many women. Because now Vanessa Bryant is that woman. Now I'm seeing pictures of Lauren London and Vanessa Bryant. And it's a pattern. It's not cool.
No.
Like, the one thing I seen that turned me off, it was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was a three-way picture. It was like one long picture, and then the right side of the picture was two boxes. And the top right box, I don't know if dude got shot or was in a car accident, but it's him laying in a ICU bed where all the wires and stuff hooked up in. The bottom right picture was them two holding hands, and the big left picture was her crying.
Yeah.
And you post, who takes a picture of themselves crying and posts it on the gram?
Everybody. Motherfuckers taking pictures at the funeral. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a couple of things.
In our modern day, the worst thing they could have did was give a bunch of dumb motherfuckers smartphones.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's a trend to record, or what happened to just doing it, like, taking mental notes and stuff?
See, y'all not on Twitter.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's a lot of idolization going on. Like, people, they live not enough. Like, people post pictures of celebrities and write relationship goals and be in relationship.
Well, your own relationship should be sure.
Your goal is nothing else.
And what's, like, I don't get that.
We gotta stay focused out here. We gotta stay focused.
But people focus is what they see. It's just like, I'm tired of people. Like I said, I don't got nothing against Offset and Cardi, but I'm tired of people like romanticizing their relationship. That's their relationship, man. I'm tired of people doing that.
If it ain't on the gram,
like, be yourself. Like, now everybody want to be what's her name daughter, Steve Harvey daughter.
Yeah,
her and Future taking a trip. A vacation with the friends to this island now. Everybody, come on, man, be yourself.
Anybody listening, we talking about people that are 30 and 30 plus too.
Yeah.
While we at it. We talking about grown adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's go to a different one. I don't really want to talk. That's kind of a little personal. No disrespect to nobody passed away, but I don't really care about nobody like that. I mean, I feel for their families. When my mom and my brother died, nobody gave me that, so...
No, that's
I'm the same people that everybody posting about. I'm doing the same thing they was doing when my mom died and my brother died.
Right.
Moving on with my life. I don't get a second of my thought. A lot of people are like, oh, what happened with Kobe that day? I felt like I knew him. Man, that dude never thought of you in his life.
Yeah.
Yo, I had a nigga the other day at work. We was playing basketball, right? We said, we was playing rough. They said, what game go to? The nigga said, I don't care as long as I score 8 or 24.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
I said, this is crazy.
All right, well, let me see. Let me ask y'all this. Like, now we all 30 and 40, right?
I'm 29. Mm-hmm.
29. All right, 29. Let me ask y'all a question. Let's say we all out. We chilling. We going to get a bottle, and a nigga knock me out. Y'all going to ride or did I just get knocked out?
No, you just
out?
Got knocked out. You just got then knocked out.
I've never seen somebody get knocked out before.
I did.
Never.
I seen somebody get smacked and knocked out. That shit the most disrespectful.
I never
Hold
seen somebody
up. You smack so somebody and knock them out. You got some big ass hands.
That's how you feel like. He just still knocked me out for no reason. And I just got knocked out. That's how you feel?
I want to figure out, what did you do to make this man?
Listen.
Like, okay.
Yeah, we grown.
So we can't teach no lessons.
First of all, a grown man putting his hands on you, you must have did something.
Hopefully, hopefully Ann with us, because I'm on probation. I ain't doing nothing.
He gonna watch. He'll break it up. He just go watch.
Yeah, that's one of them situations where it's just like, listen, if it's gonna escalate, I'm gonna step in and just probably try to. Listen, we don't want no problems. We just want to go home.
Listen, I want to ask y'all.
Like, fuck all that being tough shit. That shit over with.
How's it tough? He just knocked me out. I feel some type of
way. I mean, what happened for you to get knocked out? Or
he
it don't matter.
Knocked him out just
he
cause.
Just knocked me out. And that's it. Don't matter. We together.
He drunk. Look, we all together.
So
he drunk.
But he
boom.
Just knocked me out.
First thing I'm going to do, first of all.
And we just chilling.
You know the first thing going to go through my mind? This shit going to hurt in the morning.
That's crazy.
This shit going to hurt in the morning.
That's fucked up.
Hey, Chubb, I ain't going to hold you lately. I've been feeling like jumping somebody.
I mean,
just like, let's go out, let's just tee off on somebody.
We go to the gun range for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to be criminals, man.
No, the gun range is get your anger
no,
out.
No, I ain't gonna lie though, but it's just like now as grown men, right? If we 30. Right, how do you get your anger? When we was young, you just fight it out with somebody. Throw the gloves on or just
now
it's different things. Listen, boxing.
Wow. First category that we had, top five.
Oh yeah. Oh. What you mean?
Top five porn star.
Top yeah. five.
What are you saying?
That's what we talking about.
Top five.
How you doing?
Listen. You at work, you ready to kill your boss? Let me go home and bust one off. I feel better.
Debit, man. How many though?
Just one. One of them put you down.
Yo, let me ask y'all this, right?
I ain't no machine gun no more.
Do y'all shit out? Y'all shit out in public?
Yeah, no.
I did it once.
Yeah, no.
Once in your life?
I did it once in my life, bro.
So listen,
I was driving and I couldn't hold it no more.
Oh. Like outside, like an animal?
No, we talking about like.
Yeah. No, we talking about like in public bathrooms.
This nigga talking about outside.
Yeah, you said the rest of the. Yo!
Oh, he a savage. He different. He different. He really had to go.
He started telling secrets. Listen. Yeah. So what was it? What was the other day I told y'all? Thursday.
Oh yeah, you had to go shit in Wawa.
Thursday,
that's vicious.
Thursday, I had the shit in Wawa, right? My belt got stuck. My pants wouldn't come down nothing. So I just pulled the shit down, right? I shit it on the back of the wall. But I bent over. I shit it on the back of the wall, right? But I still had enough sense. Anytime I go take a shit out in public, I gotta take my sneaks off, yo.
Your sneaks off?
Yo, did y'all still do that? I was a young boy. I just had to get butt ass
no,
naked.
No, it's
to take
not that.
Shit.
Listen,
if
I'm
any piece of clothing on me, that shit won't come out.
I'm gonna tell you why.
I still do it
I'm gonna tell you
day.
Why.
Oh, you get butt ball naked?
Yeah.
I don't want to be taking the shit out in public.
That's
right?
A comfortable jump.
And be walking around the store and they look and they see, like, all right, see, I got some Yeezys. And they like, oh, they recognize the sneaks. Now I'm in the store thinking I'm about to buy something. They like, oh, that's the nigga was taking.
Oh, you talking about somebody don't look under your sneaks?
No, but you know what's funny?
I
still think like
that
though. Like I make sure my sneaks. If I'm out in shit and I'm public taking the shit, I want to make sure nobody knows me. If I come out the bathroom, there's people in there. I stand outside the bathroom. I'm feeling embarrassed.
I'm taking my sneaks off
because I just bombed that. I know I just bombed that.
I just don't want the tissue hanging from my shoes.
Right, you better get that thing out.
I know it's light, but it's embarrassing.
Hold on, back. What you just said.
Hey, what's up?
I shit it outside.
Huh?
I had to. I was driving.
What you wait with?
A leaf?
My shirt. I gotta keep it again. I wear that.
You must have had diarrhea.
It came out like that.
Damn. The shirt you had on?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
No, Chubb always had stomach problems, though. He used to come to.
That's crazy.
I did.
That's crazy. For you, like.
All right, let me ask you. You got a son, right? You got a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question, right?
I got
this
a son
is real
right
life
here.
Shit. Real life shit. How old would you guys be at the age of your kids start having sex? Your son. We only talking about a son. How comfortable would you be if your son start having sex?
Young. At my age?
No. Your son age.
Like, if I had
right
a son?
Age, yeah. Like, as you know, you, listen, you grew up, you, and right now, you're a grown up. you know what it is when you was a kid, and you know where it could come from. So as this, as you, the person you are today, how comfortable, what age would your son be to have sex? And it's always different between males and females. Yeah. But I'm going to ask y'all to, and then I'm going to keep rolling. But I need an answer before I go.
It's probably start. High school, I think. Ain't no way around it once he get to high school.
Eric, I know that.
I mean, if I had a son and he started doing it at 11 or 12, in the back of your mind, I don't know, but in the back of your mind, the only thing.
So you comfortable with that? That's what I'm saying.
It's not comfortable with it.
I'm actually comfortable.
I mean, maybe like high school. Matter of fact, maybe like college.
That's cool. Too.
College.
For me, once I had that talk with him, he know what he doing. Make sure he know the strap up.
So what age is that?
Whatever age the fuck I had that talk with. Enjoy your life. Probably like around 12, 13.
12. All right. I appreciate it. Listen, my son, right? We had to get to the school when he was 8 years old.
Huh? Wait, well,
he was 8 years old. Kids was coming up to him talking about they want to smash him.
Yeah.
He ate.
Oh, he a legend.
Yeah, he's a legend.
He's not a legend.
He's a legend.
I wanted to talk to the parent. Like, yo, like.
Yeah, as a parent, you're going to feel that way, but in the back of your mind, you can't say.
No. I felt some type of way about it from the rip.
What, towards the other kid?
No, yeah. But he in that. And then on that same year. Like, they told me I had to give my son an STD test. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. He's 38.
So did he get it?
Yeah, he got the STD, but he had to on a physical.
So he lost his virginity?
No. But I'm just saying what happened, they wanted to come to school because girls was writing him notes saying they want to smash my man. And I'm like.
Multiple?
What was his reaction to it? Or he just too young to really comprehend?
He don't realize. He don't know. And I had a conversation. I swerved it off. Like, all right, I'm going to go to school. We're going to talk.
Yeah. As you know a parent,
I
mean? As you
What's
should.
What's going on? You know what I mean? I think that's too young.
In
like,
the back
you know
of your
mean?
Mind, if he did at 8, what would be your thoughts or your reaction?
I would tell him it's wrong.
Yeah, it is.
I won't beat him and I'll tell
but
him
you know
wrong.
But you know the thing about, I don't know if it's just me, but in the back of your mind, you're going to be like somewhat, just a tad bit happy just knowing that your son not. That's every man fear.
Nah, not me. Not every man fear. Like I got an 8-year-old. That's only third grade, bro.
I mean, that's
second grade. Like we can't.
Back of your mind, it's just.
If I knew
I don't
I
know
knew
if
now,
I got that fear, it's just.
Listen.
Knowing that my son not, you know.
Yo, we went to middle school.
Still
got
love him though.
We went to middle school and girls was pregnant in middle school.
But I mean, you would want your son to be that type of way.
No, I just, listen, the kids gonna be the kids. They gay.
Another world, dog. It's gonna be, by the time you have kids and they get older, it's gonna be something else out.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, I felt some type of way. There's something like, people like, why are you tripping? I'm like,
because
I don't want my son.
He shouldn't be doing it.
I don't
want to
think about that. Because once I got a taste of it,
it's like air. You got to
forgot
breathe, right?
Yo, I forgot I ain't have a father. I was chasing pussy so bad.
Yo, my
think about it. That shit dictate everything
shit,
a man
does. Yeah.
It dictates your life.
I'm
going to
keep it real. That ruined my effort in school.
Listen, I realized.
I got a report card. I can tell you about a report card that had all D's on it. 65, 67, 67, 68, 65.
Damn it,
I passed 11th grade with a report card that looked
my
like
mom
that.
Mentioned that. She's like, yo, why your grades slipping? You in high school now.
That's a different world in high school.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
like,
where it started.
I realized, it's crazy. Like,
that's where
I realized now, like, what's the real, like, even if I would have took school a little bit serious, or football, just to get me to
the next
scholarship
level.
Something. Because there's no way I wasn't going to make it. I'm too short. But I had enough potential to get an education.
Yeah, a free education.
But I didn't give a fuck about anything. I was only thinking about pussy. I forgot I didn't even have a father.
Yo, that was the first thing I was
if
thinking
if I had
when
a dad around,
college.
You know what I mean? I forgot I didn't even, you know, I knew who he was, but he just wasn't there.
I think we all come from that, like, well, not all of us, but majority of us come from, like, fatherless homes. So we really don't have that guy. That's why we here at this table now.
Yeah.
To give out some game with some guidance to the ones coming up. Because we, like I said, coming up, we was taught the wrong, not taught, well, we idolized
it wasn't
the wrong thing.
I don't want to think, we just thought it was life.
Yeah.
Like, incident. When I was growing up, I didn't know, I thought the world was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything else was a name for something. I thought it was Philadelphia.
No, yeah.
I didn't go on a class trip till eighth grade to, you know,
Washington,
fuck the school. Yeah, I ain't go out of, I didn't even know. I thought that was Philadelphia.
I had a douche y'all to D.C. You had a good time, didn't
you? Know what I mean?
What happened to D.C.?
I had these niggas taking random pictures with people. walk up to anybody, make a picture. Yeah,
I look at that though; it's just more motivation for your kids to get out and explore. That's another thing I don't like to see too on the gram. How this girl or this guy got about 7-8 stamps on his passport, but his kid's never been out the city. If you're going to take them trips out the country or just even domestically, the kids should be doing the same thing.
I would say wait till the kids get to about 5 or 6. Goddamn it. I spent a lot of money. My kids don't remember Disney World.
I keep hearing
that. Wait till they about 6 or 5. Listen, I spent a lot of money going to Disney World. My son and daughter don't remember none of that shit.
Listen.
Birthdays and all that shit too, man.
And they defense.
Just be around. Be there.
And they defense. Like, the first topic. If I'm sitting there paying child support and you acting crazy, like, you don't want me to, not me personally, but I'm just saying, in their defense, it's certain circumstances, the reason why.
Yeah, no,
it's a reason why.
To me, if you taking a trip to DR, your kids should be somewhere down the line that same year taking them trips with you.
Somewhere, not DR, but some.
No, anywhere you go, like, they should go. I mean, once they of age.
What a kid going to do with DR?
My homie, his daughter just turned 6. He said he was going to wait till she turned 6. From 6 until she's able to provide for herself, every year he's taking her somewhere out of the country.
But his circumstance might be good. Look at my situation. If I want to take my kids to Puerto Rico with me, I can't. It ain't that. It ain't. And I might post pictures.
I know you for sure. You take. No, when you go to Myrtle Beach, you take your kids with you.
No, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I got to go through hell and high waters to ask if I could take my kids anywhere. So as a father, you get tired of that shit. So it's just like, all right, I'm going to go when I don't got them.
No, we're not speaking for the ones like,
that's why I just said
speaking for the one. I know I just see a bunch of people always out the country, always out the city. But they kids ain't go nowhere.
Those are the same pictures, man, from yesterday.
No, even if it's
y'all got to get game.
No, even if it is the same pictures.
I'm one of them niggas that look at the picture looking at the background. I'm sorry.
I mean, I just feel as though if you're going to travel the world, your kids should travel the world with you. If you're going to travel around the country, your kids should travel with you. Once they of age, there's no way your child 8 and you you taking a trip to Cancun. And then next year you take another trip to Cancun. At what point in time do you take your child with you?
No, everything ain't for them. If I'm going to Cancun, I'll take you somewhere else. You ain't going to Cancun.
What are the kids going to do in Cancun?
My homie took his kid to Cancun.
And what they
drawing?
They stayed on the resort.
I thought it was at the park.
No, I get what you're saying.
But it's just to let them see something different.
It's a time and a place for that. Wait till they get to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Listen, when I went to Cancun, I went to Jamaica and Haiti.
How old was you?
20. Late 20s. I'm 20. I just turned 28. Big shout out to me.
Yeah.
Capricorn's in the building.
You just turned what? How old you just turn?
You turned 29. Stop lying.
Oh, damn. I forgot.
That's another thing we got to talk about.
That's another thing I want to touch on. Like, how it feel that we approaching, like, 30.
Honestly, for me, you know, growing up where I grew up, 22nd and Diamond, like, that rap that Cassidy said, Frankfurt.
Yeah, niggas from North always try.
Frankfurt.
You from Frankfurt?
I was born in Germantown. Spent a little bit of time in North, between North and Germantown.
Right. I didn't think I was gonna be alive when I'm 25. That was real. Like, to make it to 18, it was like that was the hype. Like, that's it. Like, you couldn't make it to 18. So then I made it to 25. Then it was like, all right. I'm about to get on the other side of close to 30, then I'm 20. It's like, all right, now I'm into life. Like, what I thought was impossible. I really thought at one point in my life, like, it was impossible. Like, I remember having a conversation with my brother, and I'm probably like 12, he 18, and we just rapping, and he's like, man, listen, we got to live it up this summer. You know, I ain't going to be here next year. And he was only like 18 at the time. He was 18 at the time. And I mean, it was crazy. In his mind, and actually my big brother, like, that was like my father figure. Like, that was the man of the house at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to be just like him. So it was like, it was pros and cons with that shit. But 30. Like, he, at his age, 18, he just thought in his life he wasn't going to be here.
30 for me is.
So that being 30, it's like, it's a blessing, man. I'm starting to realize life is more.
I mean,
man.
Whether you live in the streets or not, living the street life or not, anytime you make it to another year is always a blessing.
I just think at 30, you realize all the time you wasted in your 20s.
Yeah,
all the rights you made.
Look, Black, you know, I'm not even 30 yet, and that's how I feel.
Like, how much time you wasted with like negative shit. Or like we were just talking about earlier, the back and forth. How much stuff you could have nipped in the bud and kept it moving.
And you know what's crazy? Now you sit back and you understand when your parents say, I wish I would have listened.
Yeah, so these 30s gonna be way better.
My mom wouldn't say that. And she was like, thorough.
Yeah, I wish I can go back and do this. Because I would focus.
Ain't going to be none of that this go around in these 30s. We ain't no more regretting.
Yeah. We got no time for it.
Yeah.
So, I don't regret nothing from my 20s. I feel like everything from my 20s made me what I am now.
Well, no, yeah. I ain't going to lie. It's just certain things I could have focused more on, put more effort and energy towards. I could have, the way I'm grinding now and the mindset I had now, I wish I had that in my early 20s. Because I got a friend.
2020 hindsight.
Yeah, who I used to kind of, I don't nitpick at him a little bit because I was young and dumb. Just
why you not supposed to be somewhere by the time he was 30. No, life would throw a monkey wrench.
It was me just getting caught up. You know, being young, running around, and he always was trying to find his niche. And now that we 28, he found this niche. Young boy, it's at 28. He closing in on the M. Not I mean over like for the past like you added the past 3-4 years closing on the M. Got his own business. And the whole time in our early 20s, where I'm saying, why we ain't going down South Street? Why you don't never do this, do that? He was grinding, trying to find his niche. And he finally found his niche. Now I look back like, damn, if I was doing what he was doing, or at least had the mindset I had now at his age, when we was in our early 20s, right now I had my feet kicked up. I wouldn't go to work every day, like not wanting to be here.
Nah, but I think it's everybody's life is different. Like,
yeah,
you get more money, you want more things. At the end of the day, nobody want to have the squatters.
I ain't basing it off of that. No more. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say this now. Like, I'm not basing my life off money no more. I'm just living. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Provide for my people.
It's not basing off money, but in this world, what's the most essential thing to life right now?
You can't escape it though, Black.
Yeah,
no, I know money, that. You I'm need just saying, it. I'm not about to stress not having it.
Oh, not yet. Facts.
I'm gonna live how I live. And that's what it is.
But I'm just saying, if you got more, you're gonna get more. Who gonna opt out to get a squatter when they get a new car that don't give them more less problems? You
know I like mean? Squatters, so.
All right.
I mean, no.
I used to get pulled over in every 5 minutes with the purple tent on the white belt.
Hey, we all had it. I had the 1988 Buick Century.
This nigga take yourself.
Light skin.
It's time
shit.
To get out of here.
Light skin, man.
No, it ain't that. It's a certain person called me.
Got to check in.
Not checking in, but just letting me know.
Yeah,
I am
in the studio.
Uh-oh.
But, like I said, it just, like, with him, it just showed you, he always was focused. He always was focused. All right, and that put him in financial, basically, everybody in life wants stability. You don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. You don't want to have to struggle. You want your kids to want for nothing. You want to be comfortable. That's what everybody, but that's what you strive for.
If you're not, what you living for?
Yeah, that's a dream.
It sucks that we got to live, you know what I mean? I think it's unfair, me personally.
Fair about what?
Living. I think it's unfair that we gotta die one day. Why to be born and die? That's just me personally.
We all gotta
That's the struggles I go through. That's what I'm thinking about. Like, I gotta really sit back and like, yo, I'm not gonna be here no more.
Chubb, you did like that's the corny. Tupac the podcast already.
Yeah. Like, listen,
what he's saying is that one day you gotta die. That's one day you gotta die, but that's why you make the most of this life as much as you can.
We're gonna light the bull. We're gonna say that for the next episode of Oprah.
I'm bringing all funny shit in next time. Because Chubb just like
stories from the Pratt real fast. We get out this joint.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to all the girls that came through the Pratt, man.
Yeah,
shout
y'all,
out to mom. Y'all made us legendary.
No, not today. Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's
no, we just gonna end it with that, but y'all definitely made it legendary.
Listen, all right,
the walls,
man,
only thing we can say is the walls can talk, man.
Listen, before we get up,
it's a lot of stains
here,
in the house.
Shout out to all the listeners, man. Shout out to everybody that made this possible.
Yeah, please, this is One Fan Radio. We doing this thing. And, listen to us on Station Head. When you got a chance, we always got something popping up on there.
Yes, sir.
Be back at it next week, man.